my people, how on a day? You know, I've actually missed, how would I put it? I've missed talking about it. I've missed, you know, knowing how you feel about topics. I've missed you. And I've missed us. Yes, Sales Nugget is back. And right now, we're about to discuss something. Like today's episode of Sales Health Nuggets, we'll be discussing something that is not common, but is very common. Something that is not popular. Before I break the ice, let me introduce myself. My name is Sylvia Nkwanta, and I'm the anchor of Sales Health Nuggets. Today in Sales Health Nuggets, we will be looking at low blood pressure. We are all familiar with high blood pressure. We are so familiar with that. No, I beg, don't elevate my BP. Anything we'll tell ourselves, we don't want to stress ourselves that we'll not have high BP. But do you know that some persons, or most persons, actually die mostly or more commonly from low blood pressure? It has been seen statistically that low blood pressure kills faster than having high blood pressure. I don't know if that has sinked in. So today in Sales Health Nuggets, we'll be looking, how would I know my BP is pretty much low, or too low, or more low than the normal? How would I know? And what can cause it? We would also be looking at what is the normal range. What my normal BP should actually look like. We would also be looking at that, because it's actually close to the range of having a normal BP. So we need to know. Remember, sometime last year, at the beginning of the year, we actually talked about hypertension, where we brought in a physiotherapist, Chiamaka Okoye. But today we'll be taking it between us. We'll be discussing what is low blood pressure, how to actually ensure that our blood pressure does not become lower than the normal. Before I go in about what is low blood pressure. Low blood pressure is something that is very serious. I remember this lady who was in her third trimester, I think 7 months, and she has been missing her antenatal classes. And one day, she came for a scan and they did her scan. Then they actually checked her BP, and I heard the nurse saying, "Madam, this is your BP. It's too low. Madam, it's too low." You know, most pregnant women, most times, are actually at the risk of having low blood pressure. "But, madam, this one is too low. It's too low. It's too low." No, it's too low. And then I actually heard one day, sometimes when someone's name just pops into your head, and I asked, and they were like, she didn't even reach the term. We lost both mother and baby. Remembering that makes it feel, it's downing. That's the word to use. Because you know that this person, if she actually knows that low blood pressure is a life-threatening condition, maybe she would have actually realized that, okay, I need to do the right things. I need to do the needful to ensure that my blood pressure remains at the normal range. When would someone say, "I have a low blood pressure"? A low blood pressure occurs when the blood pressure is below 90 for the systolic value and below 60 for the diastolic value. That is when the blood pressure is lower than 90 over 60 millimeter mercury. That is the systolic value and the diastolic value. You know, the systolic value, when you look at your BP machine, that value that is on top is your systolic value. That's the value of that's the value on top, that's the systolic value, and the one below is the diastolic value. Let's quickly do a recap about systolic value, diastolic value, blood pressure. When we went through hypertension, you don't taste more. So let's just refresh our memory of what a blood pressure value is, what is a systolic value, what is the diastolic value. So a blood pressure is the measurement of the pressure in the arteries during the active and the resting phase of each heartbeat. So it is the pressure in the arteries. You know, the arteries take blood away from the heart. So your blood pressure is, since we already know that the arteries actually take blood away from the heart, so it needs a pressure, it needs a force, it needs a pull that would help to take blood from the heart to the parts of the body that it needs, that needs it. So measuring that pressure is very, very important. If the pressure is too high, there is a problem, that's hypertension. If the pressure is too low, there is a problem, that is hypotension. I don't know if we get it. I think we all get this. So now we already know what is the blood pressure. So now that value you're seeing on your BP machine, that value you're seeing, the up one is the systolic value and the down one below the line is the diastolic value. So the systolic pressure is the amount of pressure your heart produces when it is pumping blood through your arteries to the rest of your body. When your heart is active, that is the systolic value. When your heart is at rest, when your heart is resting, you know, the heartbeat slopped up. That's the heartbeat. That's how the heartbeat, when you use a stethoscope and you're listening, that's how it sounds. So the diastolic value, which is the bottom value below the line, is the value or the amount of pressure that is in the arteries when the heart is resting in between heartbeats. So it is very, very important that we just know this basic thing. It would help us to actually understand and be more conscious of our health. So there is a normal value. There is a normal value accepted by the World Health Organization. And this value is that your blood pressure should be at 120 over 80 millimeter mercury. It should be lower than that. It should be lower than 120 over 80 millimeter mercury. That is the accepted value. But the problem is that in a bid to have a low blood pressure, when you now notice that your blood pressure is now below 90 over 60, there is a problem, because you've seen that this drop is more than 20 millimeters mercury. There is a problem that is called hypotension, low blood pressure. It is very, very important. The symptoms of low blood pressure, the funny thing is that the symptoms it comes about that brings about low blood pressure are actually symptoms of an underlying problem. Especially when you notice that, okay, maybe today is Tuesday, you checked your blood pressure Tuesday morning and you found out that, okay, it's at 110 or 115 over, let's say, over 75. And then you check it the next day, you notice it's 90 over 55. There is a problem. Once you notice there is a sudden drop in your blood pressure, there is a problem. So now let's look at the symptoms. Most persons experience dizziness. Most persons will just, you feel dizzy, but you've had enough night rest and you've not been stressed out. Most persons experience dizziness, or would say lightheadedness describes the feeling better. most persons, you just feel this like a little bit fainty. Like you feel fainty, but you're not fainty. That is feeling lightheaded. And some persons feel nausea. You feel this urge to vomit. Or you're just tired, fatigue. You're just tired. You can't explain. You did not do anything. You did not go to farm. You did not go and carry bonbon. You did not do bootleg. Like, you just feel tired. Not like you're going through some emotional problems. No. But you're just feeling tired. Some persons actually have blur or fading vision. The symptom actually comes. You notice you're feeling lightheaded and then your vision is blurred. Or some person may actually feel or notice that it is hard for them to concentrate. Concentration is below par. So it is important that we should, whenever you notice this minor symptoms, you need to check your BP. If you know you're feeling lightheaded, you're feeling nauseated, you're just tired for no just cause, and it is not laziness, and your vision is blurred, or you cannot concentrate, you need to check your BP. A very important, or one of the most important symptoms of low blood pressure, hypertension, is when a person goes into shock. Extreme hypertension can result in a life-threatening condition, and when the person just undergoes shock. There are different types, different symptoms that can actually show that a patient wants to, or a person, or you want to go into a state of shock. Most especially in older persons, these persons may start to, they may be confused. Somebody that usually does a particular thing, or just a state of confusion around this person, that is a sign that this person is about to go into shock. Or you notice that the skin is cold. This is very, very common. You notice that the skin is cold, the skin is pale, or the skin is just clumpy, like everything about this person, the AC is not on, but this person is cold, this person's skin is dry, this person's skin is pale, this person's skin is cold. That person may be going into shock. Or if you actually notice that the person's breathing becomes shallow, the person is not breathing, the breathing is like person is trying to, it's not grasping for air, but it's not breathing as normal, it's just shallow. And the shallow breathing, it's not just one time, but it's actually a continuous thing. It's a rapid, shallow breathing. That is a sign that this person is about to go into shock. Or if you check the pulse, and the pulse is weak, or the pulse is rapid, it is a sign that this person is about to go into shock. So shock, when a person has gone into shock, shock is a life-threatening condition. It's a two-way, it's either you're coming out of the shock or you're not coming out of the shock. So there are symptoms that a person is about to go into shock. When you notice the symptoms, you need to ensure your doctor is nearby. You need to ensure that you call into the nearest hospital, or you go take the person to the nearest hospital. It is very, very important, because you should not do it, but it didn't happen. So we need to be very, very conscious of all this. If there is a sudden drop in blood pressure, if there's a sudden drop of 20 millimeter mercury or more, with the symptoms, and you check, maybe you notice that this person is, let's say this person is diabetic, and then you notice the symptoms and you check the BP, and you have a chart, a chart that follows up the daily, you checking the BP daily, and you notice that there is a huge drop in the blood pressure without anything triggering it, without using drug, without using any natural thing, then you need to consult your doctor. It's very, very important. When you notice this and it comes with symptoms of dizziness, lightheadedness, it is very, very important that you do what? Consult your doctor. Most times, there are conditions that may actually make a person's blood pressure to drop. There are conditions like if there is severe bleeding. When a patient is losing blood, when a person is losing blood, the blood pressure reduces. Because there is, the patient is losing blood, so there is definitely enough blood. There is not enough pressure to even pump the blood. There's not enough pressure to move the blood through the arteries. When a patient is severely losing blood, it actually makes the person to have a low blood pressure. And if a person has severe infection, if the infection is so high, the person may actually be going, may have a huge drop in blood pressure. So if you have infection, or if you're told that you have infection, you need to be checking your blood pressure regularly, constantly, or you need to go to the hospital so that you would treat that infection. You need to consult your doctor immediately. It is very important. Certain allergic conditions, certain allergic reactions actually has made some persons to have a low blood pressure. So you need to be conscious of all this. If you know you're allergic to a particular thing, avoid it. Avoid it. So those are like disease conditions that can actually make a person to have a low blood pressure. Sometimes, even at pregnancy, let's look at the causes. Other than having severe infection, or you're losing blood, or having an allergic reaction, there are other causes that can actually make a person to have a low blood pressure. Pregnancy, yes. Like the story we just heard, the woman was pregnant. Pregnancy sometimes makes a woman to have a low blood pressure. So you need to be going for antenatal. The importance of antenatal, of registering for antenatal, can never be ever overemphasized. So you need to do what? Register for antenatal. Be checking your BP. It is very important. If you're not doing it for you, do it for your unborn child. Is very important. Also, certain heart problems can make a person to have a low blood pressure. If the person has a low heart rate, bradycardia, this can result in someone having a low blood pressure. Also, if there is a problem with the valves of the heart, this can actually make a person to have low blood pressure. Even heart attack makes a person, or heart failure makes a person to have low blood pressure. If there is dehydration, when you are dehydrated, your blood pressure becomes low. Water is a vivifier. It does not have enemy. It will not have enemy. So you need to embrace having drinking of water habits, because we've seen that low blood pressure can be caused by dehydration. So you need to take lots of water. We've seen blood loss, we've seen severe infection, which is septic shock. The funny thing is that when a person has, or not the funny thing, the sad thing is that when a person has severe infection, the person is more closer to undergoing shock, septic shock. So it is important that you should treat your infection. go to the hospital, follow the doctor's prescription, treat your infection, you'll be asking yourself, other than going into shock, other than having dizziness, other than having fainting spells, a lightheadedness, or confusion, you'll be asking yourself, what other effects would this low blood pressure have on me? There are complications of low blood pressure. When there is a severe low blood pressure, it can deprive your body of enough oxygen. It can deprive your body of enough of oxygen because there will not be enough pressure in the arteries to move blood around your body. So you can deprive your body of enough oxygen. Therefore, there will not be enough oxygen for it to carry out basic functions, and these can lead to damages in your heart and also at your brain. So it is very, very important. And now you'll be asking yourself, how can I ensure that my blood pressure is normal? How do I ensure that my blood pressure is normal? It is very, very important that you should realize that when your blood pressure is high or when your blood pressure is too low, it is a problem. It is a huge problem. So for you now to ensure that your blood pressure is normal, when you notice that it is too low, it is below 90 over 60 millimeter mercury, then you should, if you know you've been, you know, you've not been using salt, then you should use more salt, but not too much, just a little bit of more salt that would raise that, because you know salt contains sodium, and sodium helps to raise the blood pressure. So it is important that you use salt, but please not excess salt, because excess sodium can lead to heart failure, especially in the aged ones. So you need to consult your doctor before you increase the salt in your diet. But using more salt has been seen to, you know, make, if your blood pressure is too low, it brings it up a little bit. Then you need to drink more water. Water. Fluids increase the blood volume and helps to prevent dehydration. So you're actually increasing your blood volume and you're also preventing dehydration when you drink more water, thereby preventing you or treating you from hypotension, which is low blood pressure. It is very, very important. Then you need to consult your doctor for him to place you on medications. You need to consult your doctor so that he needs to place you on what medication. It is very, very important. Some persons actually experience low blood pressure when, after a long while, you notice that you've been sitting for a long time and then you stand up and you feel slight, you feel dizzy or you feel lightheaded. That is called orthostatic hypotension. So you need to consult your doctor when you notice that whenever you sit, like you've been sitting for a very long time and then you stand up, you notice that your blood pressure is low or you feel dizzy or you feel fainting. Then you need to do what? Consult your doctor. It is very, 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 very important. You need to. It is very important. So, we've actually learned low blood pressure. We've seen low blood pressure. We've seen that when the blood pressure is below 90 over 60, it is a cause for alarm. We've also seen that there are common symptoms that your blood pressure is low. Dizziness, lack of concentration, fainting spells, lightheadedness, fatigue, nausea, having a blurred vision. All these are symptoms of low blood pressure. And then you don't need to wait for a person to go into shock before you know that the blood pressure is low, that there are symptoms of a patient or someone or a relative or you going into shock. When you know that there is confusion, the person feels or acts confused, most especially in older persons, if the patient's skin is cold, if it is dry, if it is pale. Someone who had like a normal body temperature, but then the temperature just drops, there is a problem. If there is rapid or shallow breathing, there is a problem. You need to do what? Put all this into consideration. And we say there are certain conditions that puts you at a risk of having a low blood pressure. We said that if there is severe infection, a patient has lost blood too much, if there is allergic reaction, when someone is pregnant, if there are heart problems, these can actually put the person at a risk of having what? A low blood pressure. And we've said that basic ways of treating or preventing yourself from having low blood pressure is that you need to do what? Take lots of water. Take lots of water. Dehydration makes you to have a low blood pressure. But when you take water, it increases the blood volume and also reduces or makes you not be what? Dehydrated. We also said you should consult your doctor. It is very important. Consult a qualified personnel. This is very, very important. And we've also seen that you could use more salt, but before you increase the salt intake in your diet, consult your doctor. It is important. And exercise. Exercise, burn that fat, burn that calories, or just increase your heartbeat. Make yourself fit. All this is very important. So this is all we have for Sales Health Nuggets. My name is Sylvia Nkwanta. Don't forget to drop your messages on Anchor, and don't forget to follow us on Rage Radio. You could always listen to this on Rage Radio on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. And you could always drop your comments for us on social medias at all social medias platform at Rage Radio on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn. Remember to drop your messages and your questions. See you next time.